Coming up on 5 minutes.
We'll be looking at trying to reduce absentees from school through tackling the core fundamental issues that are stopping people from getting an education. We'll be looking at water provision, malaria, and we'll be looking at providing long-term solutions for sanitary products for girls.
Online, on mobile, and on a podcast. This is 5 minutes.
It was a night of entertainment and song, a celebration of international relations between the UK and Uganda. The Portsmouth Grammar School staged an event titled Sing for Uganda to acknowledge their partnership with Chikaya College School in Belenga. We were invited to the event to witness the talent on offer from both students and the Portsmouth Gospel Choir. Chikaya College is situated in Belenga, Uganda, not too away from Kampala, the country's capital. It's a mixed day and boarding school established in 1992. It offers both academic and vocational courses and aims to inspire students to be both creative and innovative. We got the opportunity to speak to the organiser of the event, Fiona Nicholson. As a teacher of geography at the Portsmouth Grammar School, she manages the links with the Ugandan school. This is 5 minutes with Fiona Nicholson. Here's a fun one to start off with. If you had to describe yourself in three words, what would those words be?
Passionate, inspired, hopeful.
This event is to celebrate the links between the Portsmouth Grammar School and Chikaya College. When were these links first established?
In October 2007.
The event this evening is ticketed and money's being raised for Chikaya College. What projects are you hoping to work on with this money?
We'll be looking at trying to reduce absentees from school. Through tackling the core fundamental issues that are stopping people from getting an education. So we'll be looking at water provision, we'll be looking at malaria prevention, and we'll be looking at providing long-term solutions for sanitary products for girls.
We've heard a variety of different performances this evening. What was your personal favourite?
Oh dear, it's very hard to name one. I think that they all gave in different ways. Sorry, I'm going to sit on the fence on that one.
No worries. Whilst efforts are still being made to fight it, malaria is still a huge issue in Uganda. Do you know what preventative measures are available in Belenga, where the school is situated?
There are some nets there, but not many. There's not many at the school. People can go and get tested once they think they've got a problem, but really very little is happening directly.
There's a trip to Chikaya College this summer with the Portsmouth Grammar School. What projects are you hoping to undertake then?
Okay, we are looking at adding some more to a vocational classroom that we started work on 4 years ago, so putting in windows and doors perhaps. We want to link PGS to KCS digitally by providing them with a projector, a computer to run it from, so that we can be partners in learning in practice. We're developing a vegetable plot to try and help them in times of food shortage, which comes about through the droughts. We'll be painting a few classrooms, we'll be having a cultural exchange, lots of singing and dancing, of course, and setting up a new library system. We're going to provide them with digital and paper-based library systems so that they can access their learning more easily.
Fiona Nicholson, thank you very much. We also got the opportunity to speak with Ingrid, who is one of the singers in the Portsmouth Gospel Choir. Here's what she said when we spoke to her. Ingrid, you were born and raised in Uganda. What are your favourite things about the country?
Favourite things are just the simplicity of life. I think whenever I go back to Uganda, I'm always humbled to just appreciate the beauty in the little things. So I really like that.
Do you have any personal experience with malaria?
Yes, as a kid, I was born and grew up in Uganda till the age of 10 and then moved to England. So I did get malaria on a few occasions. And of course, as they say, it's not great. You're very ill, kind of like. My memories with it, I was really weak and tired, and I think I had hallucinations as well.
Ingrid, thank you very much. That was Fiona Nicholson and Ingrid.
This is 5 minutes.